Thanks, Chris, and back to the news. It's the time of year for sports awards, and we hear of the ceremony to name the Norfolk Female Sportsperson of the Year, and of those who have shone on the cricket pitch at the Norfolk Cricket Alliance presentation night.
Inspirational coaches, tireless volunteers and top-level athletes have all been recognised at this year's Norfolk Sports Awards. More than 100 people gathered at Open in Norwich to celebrate the achievements of the county's top sporting personalities. The awards, which are now in their 10th year, were split into 14 categories and recognised the work of both individuals and groups. Judges had the difficult task of sorting through around 300 nominations last month to pick the 39 finalists present during the evening. Choosing from an exceptionally high standard of entries, they then had to select 14 winners. Recipients this year included Norfolk's Paralympic stars Jessica Jane Applegate and Alfie Hewitt, who both brought home silver medals from the Rio Games.
And it has been another eventful year in the life of the Norfolk swimming star, Jessica Jane Applegate. She's finishing on a high as the Paralympian sets her sights on recovering full fitness. The 20-year-old won 3 medals at the Rio Paralympics in September and was named Female Sportsperson of the Year at the Norfolk Sports Awards. The UEA City of Norwich Swimming Club member had to battle for her success, though, due to an operation just 2 months ahead of the Paralympics to fix a throat problem which was causing her breathing problems in the pool. Ahead of accepting her award at Open in Norwich, Applegate also revealed that when she returned from Brazil, she was diagnosed with a prolapsed disc in her back. The former Ormiston Venture Academy pupil won S14 200-metre freestyle gold at London 2012. She said, "The main thing for me is to get recovered from all my injuries and the surgery. Training hard will be my next thing to go for after recovery."
From Downer Market in the west to Southwold in the east, the region's top performing teams were honoured at the Dipple and Conway Opticians Norfolk Cricket Alliance 2016 presentation night. There were also awards for players who had excelled with bat, ball or in the field during a glorious summer of cricket. The season brought a first ever Alliance title for Brooke, 2 seasons after being promoted back to the top flight. They were led to their success by first team captain and star wicket taker John Habersham. Swordston and Great Witchingham shared the Club of the Year award. Individual honours went to Bircham's Will Pillinger as top batsman with 1,133 runs. Dereham first team captain Duncan Hewitt for being the bowler who claimed the highest number of wickets, 45, and Matt Collinge, Brooke, leading wicketkeeper with 27 dismissals. During a gala celebration evening at the Wensum Valley Hotel and Country Club, compared by Anglia TV's Jonathan Wills, who plays for this year's champions Brooke, awards were presented by Alliance chairman Peter Thomas, with Damien Conway and Justine Conway from Dipple and Conway. Damien Conway said he was delighted to see youth players enjoying the presentation evening alongside the senior players, players who set a great example and would serve as their role models for the future. "I am confident cricket has a great future in the county for many years to come," he said.
The true cost of fans of following a football team have been laid bare in a new report. The BBC Sport Price of Football study compares the prices of tickets plus other matchday costs, such as a cuppa, a pie and a programme. The cost of attending Premier League football has come down due to TV deals, the study found. It can now be more expensive to buy an away ticket at a championship game than in the Premier League. This is because top-flight clubs agreed to cap prices for visiting fans at £30. Robin Sainty, chairman of the Canaries Trust, said money in football was creating a bubble which he said has to pop at some point. "The cost of going to football is getting ridiculous," he said. "Once you factor in ticket prices, travel costs, food and drink, it's not unknown to spend well over £100 for a family to get to a game. Like every other bubble in the history of the world, football pricing has to pop at some point. We cannot keep paying such obscene wages to players before something gives. What we'll give first of all will be attendances at games, because the fans are the ones who are most vulnerable. To me, the disparity between fans and players is a fundamental issue of the game. If there's going to be significant change, it has to come from the top. For a club like Norwich, a sudden drop in ticket prices is more significant, and unless we get fair pricing across the board, it's really not going to work. Part of the problem, he added, with ticket pricing is that it's almost a question at the moment of clubs charging what they think they can get away with.
And Norwich High School is to expand its specialist sporting curriculum with the help of three former Canaries. The Hewitt Academy has seen such a strong take-up of its BTEC Sport and Exercise Science course at sixth form that it has decided to offer a similar course to younger students. The courses are being devised with the help of former Norwich City players Michael Spillane, Danny Crowe and Danny Self, and will give Year 7 and Year 9 students the chance to build up a particular focus in sport. Students at Year 7 will still do a full range of academic courses, including maths, English and science, but will spend around 6 hours a week doing sports training in swimming, fitness or weights, plus developing coaching skills. At GCSE level, students will follow the government's English baccalaureate with the addition of a BTEC in sport. And that's all for the news in this section.